This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Fenwick joins me live in studio. He's with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan, and they hosted a forum this afternoon. Is that right? It was downtown?
Downtown on a city space, yeah.
And let me know what happened.
Well, it didn't rain. The rain held off until after the water plan forum was taking place, but it was an opportunity for us to put out to the public a few comments about different things that have been in the news lately. We started off with a response to those in the community who characterized the efforts of citizens to have their say as delay. And I wouldn't characterize it as delay. I would characterize it as a prudent review of the largest public works job in our community as long as I've been in Charlottesville. The only other one that could match this, I think, was the 64 when it went through, but that was sort of around Charlottesville. So this is the major public works project, and we have to get it right. We really should get it right. Our efforts and the efforts of some people in the media have brought the dredging cost down from $224 million to probably under $20 million, and it's possible it could pay for itself. And Richard Lloyd laid out his proposal on how to do that with what he calls small bites.
Yeah, he was in last week talking about that, saying you don't have to dredge all at once. You can just do a little bit every year, spread the costs out, and let it pay for itself that way.
Absolutely. Do a little bit more than you need, and that way you'll take care of it. Our efforts and the media efforts as well, we're very close to having an RFP, which is a request for a proposal for dredging. And that's one of the things we've been aiming for.
Dredging the South Fork of the Ravenna
Reservoir.
Dredging
the South Fork Reservoir as really the first step if they wanted to phase this project. That, to me, would be a necessary first step.
We're talking with Bob Fenwick. He's live in studio with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. If you've never checked it out, the website is cvillewater.info. It's online. They've got it's a huge website with tons of documents, and they really make their case there. I want to go back to something you said at the beginning, because I've heard that as well, and it sort of mystifies me that some of the folks who are saying, oh, you're just delaying this, get out of the way of this plan. Some of those are people who really want the 50-year water supply plan. They want a huge new reservoir.
Absolutely.
They don't really care how much it costs. They and they represent, frankly, I don't want to be conspiracy theorist about it, but they represent some of the development interests who like the idea of a tremendous new bathtub so that it would be easier to greenlight a lot of new neighborhoods around Charlottesville.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of this, let's be honest. But some of the folks, too, aren't necessarily for the water supply plan. They just want you to get out of the way. And yet some of these are the same folks who decry wasteful spending in Washington and are always, you know, bad-mouthing anything government does. And yet they're saying they want you to get out of the way and let government go ahead and waste a whole bunch of money.
Corey, you took the words right out of my mouth. It is a puzzle to us, and we could really go off in different directions. But what we are trying to do is focus on the common sense approach. There's no reason for us to lose the Ravenna Reservoir. No reason whatsoever. And that's part of what some of these people want to do. Now, you know, we could go into the other stuff. I don't know if somebody is looking to open up Southern Albemarle County or Western Albemarle County for development, or why they are really pushing this thing, because overwhelming community support is behind dredging the Ravenna Reservoir.
Yeah. To me, personally, as a taxpayer in Albemarle County, from the very beginning, I've always been interested in, you know, what's the most fiscally prudent thing to do here that still accomplishes our goals?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's it for me.
Yeah, and it is a puzzle how some people, I mean, I applaud the efforts of Albemarle County leaders, politicians, to rein in the budget. That I applaud that effort. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, they will turn around and commit us to over $200 million, probably on a bond issue. And, you know,
to pay for a huge new bathtub,
which we do not need.
Which we don't need.
And that was one of the points of the forum today, was to show why we believe we do not need it. Dee Smith has a great PowerPoint, and that's going to be up on the cvillewater.info. And I'm going to steal it from her, and I'm going to put it on ravannadam.com as well. And that lays out our case for conservation, and it shows how the figures that the new dam were based on were erroneous.
Talking with Bob Fenwick, he's live in studio. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. You support the 50-year water supply plan or not? A quick call and a quick vote, yes or no. Bob, that's one thing I was talking earlier. I don't think we've heard from people enough. We keep hearing from, frankly, you know, nothing, don't take it personal, but people like you.
Oh, yeah.
And the water supply activists and the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority, but where are the ratepayers? Where are the taxpayers? There's been no survey. There's been, you know, where are the people who are going to have to pay for this new reservoir and pipeline and this, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for what is essentially just a new backup plan?
Yeah.
It's not for water supply. It's for just in case of a drought.
Right. Yeah. And you know, a couple of years ago, my water bill was like $7 or $10. Now it's $60 or $70. So it does make a big difference. But one thing, Coy, I'm at the city market every Saturday morning, and I have a little display down there about, you know, dredging and damming. That's where the people come up to me and tell me, why are the governments so against this common sense approach? And they just shake their head like they can't believe it.
If you guys hadn't stepped up a couple of years ago, these water activists, you and Dee Dee Smith and, all the folks with the Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan, we would have just moved forward with this. Honestly, what I think is just a misinformed plan based on really sort of...
Well, it's a boondoggle. I mean, you
yes,
know,
thank it, you. It, there it, you go. We got a caller on the line. Would not like to give their name. That's fine. Caller, what do you think about all this?
Okay, this is JJ.
Hey.
I am, from many years ago, from Decatur, Illinois, that has done a lot of things wrong. But they chose to dredge Lake Decatur rather than opening up anything new, and it was very financially feasible and very effective. And if Decatur, Illinois can do that, Charlottesville can. Let's go for the dredging. Let's find out more, and let's go with that.
Yeah, JJ, thank you very much. Bob Fenwick, the website is Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. They had the forum today in downtown, and you can get complete details on that forum at the website,
sevawater.net. With Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.